Good morning. Do you notice that Ray is playing in the background? I want to, in a sense, as we go from worship into the message, I want you to see it this morning as, in a sense, one, and not different. Just as we experience the Lord in worship, we're experiencing in this moment. And the last time that I brought the message, in a sense, set this atmosphere, in a sense, you are sitting with me in the lounge. And this morning, I want to say welcome to the lounge again. And so in this moment, you can relax. But in the same way, I want to encourage you to posture yourself to encounter the Lord. Let's just close our eyes. Jesus, we welcome you. We love you, Lord. Oh, Lord, I pray that even now as we move forward, Lord, you will come and do a deep work in our hearts, Lord. Oh, Lord, come and change us in this moment, Lord. Only you can move a heart like you do, Lord. So, the title of this message is called Crowded Tables. It's a message for believers and unbelievers, which is good. And so I want to start with some good news. Do you know that Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, is alive? If you believe that, will you raise your hand? Hallelujah. I know sometimes, I don't know about you guys, but for me, when I came into the church, like raising my hands was sometimes, it felt like my arms was like heavy. It's like, this thing doesn't want to go up. And but there was like, in a sense, a pressing through that and as soon as I got my hand here, like this just breakthrough just came. So I want to encourage you to lift up your hands as we go forward. So I believe Jesus wants to come do a beautiful exchange this morning with our hearts. He wants to take a few things away, but he also wants to give. So, here with me, you'll see is two tables, the one with the black cloth, one with the white. And you'll see on the tables is a few things. So as I speak, these things is referred to as crowds, not necessarily people. And I want us to quickly, if you can put up Mark 5. Verse 24 to 34. You can keep that on so long. So quickly to give you some just background about me. Maurice mentioned it now. Before I met the Lord, I was involved in drugs. And that led to a lot of other bad things, and so you become part of this network, and this network has networks, and so later on, there was this in Cape Town. There was these underground clubs, and so some people will know about the underground clubs, and then under that there's another club. And it gets darker. It gets dark. And so I'm on my way, and I've, in a sense, moved from one dark place to a darker place. And it's probably all double the size underneath. It's underneath, literally underneath the ground. And there's these tables like these. And there's lots of people. And these waiters would come and with a, what is it, skunkboard, with a tray. And on this tray would be a number of drugs you could choose. And some of them, they were different colors, and it looked beautiful. And there was there would be glass tubes you can use to smoke certain stuff. There would be Nalda and stuff like that. And this was life. And at that stage, I was mainly using crystal meth. And I had to start using heroin to, in a sense, come down. So with this, a lot of bad things happened. So this was currently my table I was eating at. And this was what the world was offering me. And then later on, I had an encounter with the Lord. I was running away from the police, and in this meeting, I had an encounter with the Lord. I said, "If you are real, I want you to come into my life. I'm busy dying." And in that moment, I felt His presence, and I heard an audible voice telling me, "I will show you the power of my love." At that moment, I knew God was alive. And my mind was just filled with all these thoughts of even Sunday school things and stories, kids' Bible stories and stuff. And I just knew God was real. Anyway, from there on, then I forward another year, and I backslid into drugs again. And I found myself again at this side of the table, offering me even more. And these things on this will lead to death. So forward another year, and I find myself in a rehab. And in this rehab, we found a way to relapse the entire rehab, so that we close down the rehab and escort us to another rehab. And because this is quite something serious, because you are, in a sense, there's already a lot of addicts coming off drugs, now we come and we relapse everybody. So we threw drugs in their food and stuff like that. So anyway, so they so they locked me up in this concrete box. It had one steel door, and then the food they would give you under the door. On the ninth day, inside there, I was there for about 2 weeks. On the ninth day, Jesus steps into the room. My first thought is, how did he get through the steel door? But then his presence overtook. And he said to me, "Richard, I want everything of you. I want your whole heart. I don't want you just on that. Yes, you gave me your heart on the day when you were busy dying, and I said, Lord, I need you. Where are you? And he came into my life, and I had this encounter, and I was saved. I was born again. But the two tables, they don't disappear. They're still there, and to this day, they are still there, because we are still living in this world. So these things are still up for offer. But he says he wants everything. He wants everything. And I believe when there's a wholehearted giving, there is a response. There is a lifting of a hand and a jumping up. Maybe some of us is a bit of older age and you can't jump, but maybe you can just raise a hand maybe, or sing out a song loud. So if we go to Mark, yes, reading the word is so good for us. The bread of life. So Jesus raises a dead girl and heals a sick woman. We're going to focus on the sick woman side. Turn to your Bibles, or on the board there will be some scriptures. So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors, and had spent all she had. Yet, instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. Because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out of him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciple answered, "and yet you can ask, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." So this story, there's so many things that around the story, but what I want to concentrate now is she pressed through the crowds. She pressed through the crowds, and maybe you're sitting here this morning and you're facing a few crowds. But her faith has healed her. I wrote here, her action demonstrates her determination and faith. What does your faith and action demonstrate? So maybe this morning you're here, and so you'll see I've got a few things here on this table. There's no drugs, just that you're aware. I don't do drugs anymore, praise the Lord. But maybe you're here and you're I don't have a beer bottle, but let's say you're addicted to something maybe. This represents food. Maybe you are worried about how you look to others. Maybe you want to be cool. And you're all about pleasing people and looking fancy and stuff. Here's a Ruby's phone. It cannot connect to the internet. But How's your social media life? What are you watching? This represents work. Is your business flooding your mind, taking your time? Is this all you talk about? I am currently, this one is challenging me. We have a business and it's occupying a lot of my mind, of course. It takes a lot. It takes physical strength. We clean homes and stuff, so it works on your body and stuff. Money. And then a mask. Maybe you pretend. So maybe it's not you. Maybe you're not facing drugs this morning, but maybe you're facing a different crowd, and there, wherever you are, you would know what you are facing. But I believe this morning Jesus is calling us to this side. He'll say, "Here's a bread and some juice." And so this table, I have found joy and patience and kindness and goodness. I found Jesus. I found a person that loves me. He's showing me things that drugs couldn't reveal. So for those who are that saved, that has been born again, the question this morning is, are you still eating at this table? Or maybe you're eating at this table, but sometimes in a restaurant, sometimes I've been in a restaurant a few times. I really actually like it. So I'll sit at a table and I'll see what the other people eat. I'll see what's going on. Yes, ma, I don't like lacquer. And maybe you're sitting here on this side and you're partaking of the bread and reading the word. And well, yes, dalk like it's lekker. Maybe something looks nice on that side still. I want to say you're called to this table. And there's a place prepared for you. And there's a seat. And maybe you're here this morning and you don't even know about this table. And I believe, like the other Richard said this morning, is there was a prayer, I think, in prayer meeting on Wednesday where we felt like the Lord wants to draw a line. And I believe it's between these two tables here. And I believe He wants to remove these things from us as distractions. And this will lead to eternal death. And that table to eternal life. And I want to ask if you are trusting for things like this to be removed, and you would know what it is. If you, in this moment, you could just stand up. You're trusting maybe for, you would know. What I love about Jesus is when He steps into a room and then He changes things. And then sometimes He's like just... wants to remove a few things. But it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you everything. I believe He's calling us to this table this morning. And He's calling our eyes. So I want to pray for us. And we're going to head into a song now. So let's close our eyes. Now, Father, I thank You that You see us. Thank You that You know us, Lord. And I pray that even in this moment, Lord, You would remove things in our lives that's not supposed to be there anymore. I pray that if we are eating at the wrong table, You would help us to Your table. I pray that there where our heart longs for things of the world, Lord, it will start longing for You. That You would become our desire. You would be the one that fills our minds and our hearts. For truly You are the bread of life. The living God. And the song, the lyrics goes, with everything. With everything we will shout for Your glory. With everything. With everything we will shout forth Your praise. Our hearts will cry, be glorified. Be lifted high above all names. For You, our King, with everything, will shout forth Your praise. So in this moment, can we stand again? Let's all stand. I want to ask you, as we just sing this song, with everything, think about that thing that you want to release, the thing you want to knock off the table. So Lord, I pray, Lord, just as You stepped into that room on that night, Lord, I pray that in this moment You would step into our hearts, Lord. Lord, will You inspect us in this moment?